what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
What does that even mean? 2 weeks ago when we celebrated, I mean, we took a moment to honor, to think of. Yeah, we know the Rashida Tlaib is the voice that you're listening to there. Kevin McCullough is this voice. And the reason that I play you that, because there's what she says in that 7 seconds is some of the most remarkable stuff you'll ever hear an elected congressperson say. Play just that much again, Alex.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
There's a calming feeling. Now, I'm going to let you hear the rest of what she had to say, but just remember, that's where it starts. She celebrated the Holocaust, and she found it to have a calming feeling. This was the rest of what she said in that soundbite from a podcast that she did with Yahoo News over the weekend.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust and the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, the human dignity, their existence in many ways have been wiped out and some people's passport. I mean, just all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post the Holocaust, post the tragedy and horrific persecution of Jews across the world at that time.
Yeah. And so somehow she makes the calming effect of the Holocaust all about how the Palestinians are a suffering people. It's anti-Semitic. It's hateful. She's on Twitter today complaining, oh, I'm being misunderstood. No, you're not. You're being understood for what you said. Stop saying stupid stuff. Show support for Israel or leave the U.S. Congress. That's my position on it. If you can't support our most decent and honorable ally in the world on the world stage, then you don't have any business being there. Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, I believe that we are going to be able to tell you about some action you're going to be able to take. Next Monday, there's going to be a major rally in Times Square to launch a billboard that will officially begin fighting back against this anti-Semitism in Congress. We are going to stand with our Jewish allies. We are going to stand with our Jewish friends. As an evangelical, I stand with the Jews. And I oppose the violence of the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, Islamic Jihad in Palestine, and every other terror group that they're hiding and trying to kill from. Friends, somebody's got to do something. Kevin McCullough Radio, we will lead the way. Stay here.